Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Tonight on the conversation, I'm going to get reactions on if you watch Fox or any of the networks like InfoWars, all of these. A pretty big debate now is about sanctuary cities. And the former DNC Deputy Press Secretary, Jose, is kind of like, you know, they're not all bad, even though recently a woman was allegedly assaulted by a meth head who had been previously deported 20 times. I also want to get into about in King County, Washington, where someone was offended by American flags displayed, and they said it was this patriotic display is offensive. I got a lot to get in there. And also, sorry, Chicago, because in 2028, it's coming back, the Summer Olympics, 1984 to 2028, to LA. Also, Tucker Carlson is doing a huge week-long thing on MS-13, and I know all about that because there was markings of that in our honeymoon suite that we had one night that I couldn't even sleep. And what the liberals are saying and what the left media is saying about it. Oh, it's great. Complete morons. Also, President Reagan, pretty darn close to President Trump. I'll get into the similarities and what needs to be done and as we move forward. Also, how easy it was. They had this like conference on like hacking and stuff and different things in Vegas, and how easy it was for the general hacker to hack the voting machines. And of course, a lot of liberals now are saying, well, that's how Trump won. It was hacked. I'm like, yep, that's how Obama won too. Then it's a two-way street. The Dow Jones is up again for record high after record high after record high. And I want to get into that and much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Psalms 46. For the choir director, a song is of the dissidents of Kwan, to be sung by soprano voices. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation, and I'll be honored by and I'll be honored throughout the world. Wow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of what a wonderful time we have in this world is. You still have people that believe that we need to have sanctuary cities. We need to allow people the right to come and go when they want. And if they're illegal, don't worry. This is the problem we're dealing with here, folks, as we move on and we look into this, because there are people on the left now that say, oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, 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 no. He's been deported 50 times and he's done all these criminal acts. He shouldn't come back to this country. Well, he shouldn't have been in this country in the first place. Well, see, the problem you have is not every single person is bad. You know, these illegals haven't done anything illegal. I mean, they're illegal. I mean, how not illegal is that? I guess I'm the asshole because I think that illegal people have done something wrong. They're illegal. You know, if you try to, I'm going to go to a liquor store and try to get some beer without paying for it. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to go to jail because I'm going to be stealing something, which is illegal. If I go to rob a bank, I'm going to get arrested because it's illegal. But guess what, folks? I guess if you come to this country with no papers, no documents, and you just cross the border, that is, you are a legal, illegal person. Because, yes, you should be allowed here if you're not doing anything wrong, but since you didn't come here legally, you're illegal. That makes no sense to me, you know? We need to set the precedent, okay? If you kill and murder, you shouldn't be harbored in a sanctuary city. And that we all can agree upon that. But then maybe we need a path to citizenship for the people that actually want to make this country better, that maybe come from El Salvador or Mexico or Venezuela. Okay? Maybe they want to work on a ship, on a cruise line, serving wealthy people. Who knows? Carnival Cruise Lines would probably hire them. They could be a cook. Make America great. Help out. But if you're illegal, you shouldn't be here. But since we have all these immigration problems, you know, with trying to crack down all these illegals, it's making all these people hate this country and join SIR-13, MS-13. And that's the reason why there's a surge in all these gangs. Nah. You know what? If the father just did what he was supposed to, half the problems we had in the street wouldn't be there. Wouldn't. It wouldn't be there. Just because I'm not your biological dad doesn't mean I can't be there for you and step up and do something. Just because I'm not her biological dad doesn't mean I can't help out my wife and do stuff for her and vice versa. That's called a relationship. That's called being there for someone. You don't have to be a biological anybody to be there for somebody, to help somebody out, to take someone under their wings. I guarantee you, I could take the greatest person in the world, the most Christian person in the world, okay? And here you go. And I could sit there and I could put like a transdermal patch on there with some sort of addictive drug. And before you know it, they're hooked. It all depends on who you hang around with and what you get into. SIR 13 is very, very bad. But a lot of these, they've had people that say, oh, well, I got into the gang because it was, you know, like if you ever heard the song by Tupac, Mama, it was a song that he thanked his mama for everything he did for her, that she did, I mean, because, you know, I can't understand, you know, at Thanksgiving, he made miracles, you know, about how you kind of didn't have a dad, so what did you do? You joined the gang, because even though you were slanging dope and doing all that illegal stuff, there were people that felt like they were like family to you and looked after you and took care of you because you didn't have a dad that did that. But that's kind of how it goes. You know, there's a lot of one-person families or these guys that just forget to put on a Jimmy hat, and guess what? Well, now I got 30 kids with 12 mamas. Then they have to get 25 jobs just to pay child support. Get in line because I got 4 jobs and they're already taking as much as they legally can out of all my jobs. Just I'm getting $100 a month in pay out of 4 jobs because the rest of it has to go to all my baby mamas. I didn't step up and be a man. If you want to know what it takes to be a man, go on YouTube and look up The Bacon Brothers, Only a Good Woman. And you'll understand what it takes to be a man. Because tattoos won't do it. Booze won't do it. Kicking someone's ass in the bar won't do it. Tattoos won't, nothing will do it. You got to be a man. You got to step up and handle your responsibilities if you have a kid. There's a time and place for drugs, like Chef said on South Park. It's called college. At some point, you have to grow up and say, okay, yeah. Yeah, I can be it. We're all a kid at heart. But at some point, you say, okay, yeah, I got to handle my business. I got to go to work. I got to pay bills. I got to do a job. Most parents, there's a lot of parents that want to be that 18-year-old kid when they've got like three of their own and they're 25. And the kid, once he turns, you know, they're never in their life. And then they try to find family and loyalty and leadership and fathership from gangs. And we need to get to these kids and teach them who their father is. God and Jesus Christ, and get them in their life. You know, you can sit there and we need to start a gang called the 12 Disciples. I probably wouldn't like that. And get kids into God. Get them off the street and get them finding out the way and the truth and the life. I'm not an expert on gangs, so there might be a 12 disciples. I don't know, but we all have the ability to influence people. I'm amazed every day with my support group when people thank me that I felt alone. And do what I do. And if you get the message, great. I don't know if any of you, I got to get into this because as I move on, Todd Starnes, he's on Fox News Radio. I love the guy. He is someone that I don't know how long he's going to last, because he calls it like he don't care. He calls it like it is. And this is what I don't understand. Call me the bunghole. I guess I'm the a-hole. Patriots blast government removal of offensive Old Glory. They have like, this is a roadside memorial honoring military veterans along Preston Falls City Road in King Country, Washington. And for more than 10 years, they have decorated the wall with new flags, old flags, all kinds of American flags, you know, thanking the men and women who are keeping this land free. Now, there's somebody went to the town council and said that's offensive to them. And they had them removed. And I'm going to do a Todd Starnes on this one, because this is how he would act and this is how I feel, okay? You never hear a story like this where someone goes, well, let me see here. Okay, no one's ever asking, okay, well, why are they offended? Why are they even, okay, wait, oops. Oh, someone put a neo-Nazi symbol up. Okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. But when it's American flags, are you kidding me? No one is saying, okay, well, they're offended by the American flag. Well, no one is responding to that person that's offended by saying, tough luck, bucko. You're in America. This is an American flag. Get up, grow up, or get out of this country. Of course, I'm the a-hole because I'm this guy's offended and I'm contributing to his offense. Okay, well, how can you live? I'm not going to go to North Korea and say, I'm not going to go there and say anything. Why? Because I don't like North Korea. They piss me off. There's no freedom in that country at all. But guess what, folks? That's my point. If they're offended by the American flag, what are they even doing here? Tell me how someone can live in a place they're offended by. I'm not going to go into a strip club. If I want to see someone dance naked for me, I'll have my wife do it. Those offend me. I'm not going to go there. Case in point, I'm not. But you understand my point, okay? If you're offended by something, see, we have freedom in this country. Okay, if you don't like what Chick-fil-A stands for, go to KFC. If you don't like what Hobby Lobby stands for, that's why they got Michael's. There's more than one store. And right now, they're owned by different groups. I believe in 10 years, you're going to have one or two corporations that's going to own every restaurant. One or two corporations that's going to own every, you know, like shopping place. You know, like Walmart, Kmart, and all of them are all going to be owned by like two or three companies. So it doesn't matter who you, where you go, whether you go to Macy's or you go to Lazarus. I don't know if that still exists, but like, you know, Big Lots, Kmart, Walmart, Target, they're all going to be owned by the same huge conglomerate. But if you're offended, why are you even here? I might have to find one of these people out and or go. I might have to, this weekend, I'm going to try to call that town council and say, okay, well, I heard about this thing about King Country Road. Why didn't any of you question why the person's offended by the American flags? Because if I lived there, I'd be trying to find out who is offended and who actually wrote in saying they're offended by that. And I would be demanding that their papers be taken away. Take away their citizenship. How dare you want them to leave? Because someone actually told me that one time. How dare you want them to leave? I'm like, well, okay, well, they're offended by the American flag, the nation's flag. If they're offended by that, they shouldn't be here. They shouldn't want to be here. No, this country was founded on, you're so full of it. I'm not going to go to France and tell them to take down the French flag. Oh, I guess we're founded in freedom of this country. And what that means is we have the freedom to do it, whatever we want. Like we can, okay, yeah, well, the Constitution offends me, so you're going to have to stop abiding by it. No. We need to start writing letters saying that all these atheist groups are offending me. I'm offended by these freedom of religion groups. Freedom from religion. I'm offended. I want them shut down. That's what we need. I mean, fair is fair, right? We can be like the liberals where we're tolerant of everyone as long as they believe what we believe. Because that's all they do. I mean, yes, I'm tolerant of any belief as long as it's what I believe. You know, if you're, you know, because I'm a feminist and I support all women as long as they're liberals and they hate conservatives against capitalism and they're against the free market system, you know. As long as you're not Melania Trump or, you know, Sarah Palin or any one of the conservative women, we love you all, you know. We're selectively accepting, you know, we accept anyone as long as they meet our selective criteria. I mean, I don't know. But I do hope Trump sticks to his guns, and I've read this twice, and he's tweeted about this, like, we're okay, congressmen and senators, if you're not going to work in repealing and replacing this health care, I'll take away your congressional benefits to where you don't have this, so you have the regular health care. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like I've said for the longest time, you have people in this country that are deciding about your health care. Excuse me, about your medical care and who you can see and can't see that doesn't even have to use any of it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. The liberals, no matter how bad it is, they passed a Obamacare, even though there are like four or five cities where there is no insurance company in the exchange. It's collapsing, but who cares? They pass something, no matter how bad it is, they're going to look good. Whether, you know, they don't have to use it anyways. And why do the Republicans care? They don't have to use it. It's kind of like working in a restaurant and I don't have to eat it. All I have to, I am at the servant. I'll just make whatever and I'll put it in the warmer and I leave. And okay, if it goes to the customer, it does. If it doesn't, I don't care. I made my money. Yep, we made that food. We threw it in the warmer. Hey, I did my part. I mean, these Democrats and congressmen and senators from both parties, Democrats and Republicans, they don't have to use any of this. They don't have to use anything they pass. They just passed a 400% gasoline increase in California, a gas tax. But guess what? The governors and the congressmen and senators of California have exempted themselves. They don't have to, they get free gas. So they can get as much as they want. Oh, but you have to pay that. When are people going to wake up? And what they're mainly trying to do is they're trying to come after you for, what was that again? Oh, yeah, they want you to use solar and electrical energy. And let's say everyone in California switches to a plug-in car. Then they're going to charge you an electricity fee. It's not going to be. You think they're just going to take that gasoline tax when gas is not used anymore and they're just going to like let it go? There's not going to be some sort of energy tax for people to have energy cars, like better cars? They're probably going to have a special plug-in that you're going to have to pay extra money for, that you're going to have to pay extra to use. They're going to get you some way or another. But the average American is too dumb to realize that you're getting screwed. The government wins, you lose. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong on that one. Why do you think Ronald Reagan had his ranch where it was? It was, well, what did they say? It was like demographically and like demographically feasible, the farthest away from the cesspool called DC. He wanted to get as far away from that place as possible. I can't remember the president's name, but it was back in the day when he used to sit down from the White House at this hotel in the lobby, and people used to try to come up and talk to him and try to get stuff passed. Well, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that. And since they were talking to him in the lobby, that's where lobbyists came in. I can't remember the president's name, but that's not the point. The point is, Washington has been bought and sold long time ago. That's what you don't realize. You act like these people in this. I try to wake people up to realize that, okay, it doesn't matter. If you get Democrats in there, Republicans, and you're getting screwed. If one party, and I've said this before, was so great, you would have Democrats year after year after year after year after year. There were Democrats that were so fed up that they said, screw it, I'm voting for Trump. I want something different. I'm tired of the merry-go-round between Republicans and Democrats, Republicans and Democrats. You know, there's times where we have Democratic control of the House, Senate, and the White House, and then the country falls apart. So what do? The only thing they can do, they they get a democratically controlled, no, the House and Senate becomes Republican controlled to try to contain the Democratic president. And then once that Democratic president is up for election, you know, when he's out and you have a new runner for Democratic president and a new runner for Republican president, what do? We're going to get a Republican president and a Republican House and Senate. Then usually a lot of people don't think that anything got done. So we're going to get a democratically controlled House and Senate with a Republican, because maybe they'll stop and help change it. And then it's a never-ending cycle. Show me in the last 100 years where the majority of this country has been electing Democrats all the time or Republicans all the time. It goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And finally, we have someone that says, you know what? This country needs an independent candidate, but the independent candidate's only going to take away from the people that would have voted for the Republicans, so it's going to guarantee the Democrat gets in, so I'm going to be the independent person, but I'm going to run under the Republican ticket, and he gets in. And that's where we're at. Never in my life would I have imagined a time when people would be offended by the nation's flag. Now, I get these places that have a ban on flags. Like, yeah, we do not allow we don't like the flying of flags, period. It doesn't matter. It's not against anybody. We just don't, our neighborhood association, we just don't like, we don't think flags are aesthetic. Sorry. I can kind of see that, but still, you should be able to have your American flag flying no matter what. That should be, if anything, I think Trump should make, or somebody should have a law in there that says, federally, you should be allowed to fly the American flag no matter what. But you have Trump and Reagan, they both want to make America great. They're both getting blasted by the left who really have nothing. They don't have it, okay? What does the left stand for? All I know the left is trying to do is trying to convince you that Russia was involved in the elections when they have no proof of it. Yes, I have a friend of a friend of a friend's friend has two anonymous sources that I can't name, you know, that say that they know that there's proof out there. Well, show us the proof. You know, I mean, I'd have to talk to my friend's friend who's friends with the friend of a friend who knows this anonymous guy who says his cousin's friend's anonymous buddy's pal says that he has the information, but he's just not going to hand it out, you know. Because he, you know, yeah, no, you have nothing. You're going out there protesting, saying whatever they tell you to say that day. You don't know what you're supporting. You don't know what you're believing in. I'm just paid and I'm doing what they're telling me. All right, folks, this is your protest booklet. Turn to page 6 now. Read this and memorize it. So you can put your book away, and we're going to chant this as we walk down. You're probably not going to understand what we're protesting, but don't worry, who cares? You know. Just remember, Trump sucks. Get over it. Oh, and by the way, since yesterday we switched sides on this because, you know, for a long time we wanted the FBI director. You know, we wanted him fired, now we want to keep him. So just make sure, remember that. If anyone talks to you, remember, you want the FBI director, you don't want him fired anymore. You want to keep him. You don't know why Trump is getting rid of him. They have no agenda. They don't have, I could back Hillary if 30 years ago she said this, And 10 years ago, she said this, and 5 years ago, and it's the same thing. But it's not. Every 5 minutes, she changes her position. She's a joke. She and Obama are more in bed with Russia than anybody. Too bad I wasn't interviewed. Yeah, I voted for Trump because, Obama was fully 100% in bed with Russia, and I want to keep us in bed with Russia. And since Trump's in bed with Russia, I just want to keep the train going from Obama, who was in bed with Russia, to Trump. See what they say then. Because, there's boatloads of evidence, physical evidence, video evidence that Trump has nothing to do with. There's no video evidence of Trump. But there is of Obama and Hillary Clinton. But that doesn't mean anything. I think we'll have 8 years of Trump and he will make this country great again. I really do. Since the stock market keeps hitting record highs and record highs, all these people are saying, well, it hit record highs under Obama and no one cared. Yes, if you had a belief, like this is what I want for this nation. I've had people at work and people I meet on the street, and like, what do you want for this nation? Like, what do you, and I want to have a America again. We're okay. We have an American flag. I've never thought I'd see a day where people are pissed off at the American flag and offended by patriotism. I never thought I would see a day where people would have separate graduations. I said this. I was never a supporter of Obama, but I'm like, okay, he's our president. I'm praying to God. I'm wrong with what I think's going to happen, but I hope he brings this nation at least together. I hope he's a cheerleader for this nation. That's all I hope. Because I don't think it's going to be. I think he's going to divide this nation, but I pray to God I'm wrong on that. I pray to God I'm wrong and he's going to divide. And what did he do? This nation is more divided than ever. And it's going to take a long time because there are people that believe all that rhetoric. Even though you can have a billion pages of evidence and video and everything that he had his hands up, man. He had his hands up. Okay, none of the evidence proves that. You want to recount your story? Because right now, if you don't, you can recount your story, or we can throw you in jail for obstruction of justice. Oh no, man. See, if I was white, you wouldn't be doing that to me. No. If you lie to us and you're Native American, you're going in jail. If you lie to us and obstruct justice, you're going to jail no matter what you are. It doesn't matter if you're a tiger. If you believe you're a tiger, even though you're a human being, if you say, okay, well, if he's trans, I'm trans species. Some people think they're born a man when they're actually a woman. I believe I was born a tiger, even though I'm a woman. I have breasts and I have female private parts, but I believe I'm a woman, so I'm trans species. Okay, if you obstruct the justice, you're going to jail. Plain and simple. Sort of like when it says do not walk and you cross the street, that's called jaywalking. You will get thrown in jail no matter what race you are. It depends. But yeah. They're not discriminatory, the cops. I love in Vegas, they had that like conference with hacking and voting, and they found out that when they did all this stuff on how easy, like this hackers easily bust into voting machines and conference challenge, oh yeah, it's easy. And then a bunch of people now are saying, well, that's how Trump got elected. I'm like, wow. I guess none of the evidence that they have where this guy's like, yeah, don't be too obvious, but just take as many of the Trump things as you can, just chuck them in the garbage, you know. Yeah, any of these, these voting things that are for Trump, yeah, just throw them in the garbage, yeah. Yeah, just when they catch people on camera, you know, throwing away ballots and all this stuff for people that voted Trump and all this stuff and all that crap. You know, that doesn't mean anything. But since it's so easy to prove that you can hack the machines, I mean, they showed that on video where they sat there and they put, okay, let me see here, Trump. Let's vote Trump on 8 of these, and 2 of the 10, you vote Hillary, and they flip it. 9-1, Hillary won. And how easy it was to hack the voting machine just with a computer program. I mean, wasn't it near Detroit where they had more voters and registered voters, more votes and registered voters in an area where Hillary Clinton won? Oh, but, you know, now that you can hack into these machines and how easy it is, you know, it is our fault. You know, we're the a-holes, because, you know, everything has to be a conservative's fault. Trump can't actually win. I mean, I hope America gets to be as great as his business. I don't know. Call me the crazy one, but, you know, the voting machines, they showed how easy they were to manipulate the hack. Get over it. Trump won because Hillary Clinton sucked as a candidate. There was proved collusion to get her in instead of Bernie Sanders. If she would have taken him as a running mate, guess what would have happened? All the people that were kind of PO'd about her getting the nomination or stealing it from him would have been, well, at least she took him. I love this one because I forgot to talk about this really quickly, but Lindsey Graham on healthcare, and it goes, we should be politically horsewhipped if we don't try this again and try to, you know, do something about healthcare. And just looking at that picture of Lindsey Graham, I'm just thinking like, oh yeah, horsewhipped. Yeah, I just have an envision of him with like a dominatrix in the basement. He's like, oh yeah, oh let's not make this healthcare thing work so that we can get horsewhipped. I mean, the guy's a loser. He's basically a liberal anyways. They don't care. That's the bottom line. 99% of the crap you want done in this country, it doesn't matter because these congressmen and senators don't care. They can do stuff that would throw me in prison, and they're a congressman, so it's legit. It's about time that the government and the congressmen and senators abide by the same rules you and I have to abide by. Like I've said before, mark my words, I think we're one step away from a French Revolution in this country. And all the people out there that know, the French Revolution was started when there were kings and queens that were living like billionaires and millionaires, and the average French person was dang near homeless and had nothing to eat. Okay, the kings and queens in France are eating steak and lobster on 24-karat gold plates, and here we are trying to go through the forest to scrounge stuff and hope we don't die from something that's poisonous. And I love what Mike Pence said, because this is awesome. Remember this, folks. America first does not mean America alone. We still support and back our allies. You stand with America, we'll stand with you. But we're just trying to be like a lot of these other nations that, okay, if you're going to buy stuff from France, we're going to tax you. You're going to pay to use our goods. Well, that's how America needs to be. We need to have ships going back to China with goods from America. Got about 17 minutes left in the program, or just under that. And thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of and do something. And I don't mean take on MS-13. I used to really be a big fan of the Olympics and stuff. And now that from 1984 to 2028, we're getting the Olympics back in LA in America. I used to be a huge fan of the Olympics and stuff. And when there was a video I watched, it was really, really disturbing. Because like they had a thing on the Canadian Broadcasting Channel. Okay, we're going to take these cups from Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and all these companies. And we're going to put tags on them to see where they end, because we're going to put them in that recycle bin. And we're going to see where they actually end up. And then the companies were investigating because none of the cups went into a waste. They just went into the regular trash. The regular trash. Well, there's YouTube videos where they show like when they had the Olympics here and they had the Olympics in all these different places. And they said, and they show like Olympic events at like this swimming pool that was like $30 million to put in this Olympic pool and do all this amazing stuff for all the athletes. And then they show it now. And it's like never been used since. And it's been decrepit and falling apart. And it's full of water, but it's all green and mossy and gross. And they show some of these huge stadiums that were built just for these games. Then once the games were over, they never used the stadium again. Sort of like that guy in Canada that said, okay, you want $65,000 to... And you're arguing about to put a set of stairs in, and he did it out of his own pocket for $550. That's what a lot of it is, okay? Guess what? We need the Olympics here, because if we get the Olympics here, I'm going to get billions of dollars to put in stadiums and put in different things. I'm going to get the bid, and I'm going to get lots of money to do it, and it's called kickbacks. That's why Obama and Oprah Winfrey and all these people went and tried to get the Olympic Games in Chicago. It didn't happen, and because they had a bunch of land that was junk that they were going to get tons and tons and tons of money to fix it up. And it didn't work, did it? Nope. So this is kind of crazy because, as you know, for about less than 2 weeks, Anthony Scaramucci, you know, he was the White House communications director and all this stuff, and he's been ousted, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders would not confirm reports that Kelly personally requested that he was removed. And there's all this stuff going around about him. And now there's evidence that according to the alumni directory from Harvard Law School, Anthony Scaramucci's alma mater, the man who led the White House communications team for less than 2 weeks, was reported dead since the previous edition was released in 2011. Yeah. It's if you go to the alumni directory, since the last one was printed in 2011, it says he has died. If you try to look up Anthony Scaramucci to see where is he now, it lists him as dead. Well, he basically is dead. He ain't White House communications director anymore. If I have to fire every single one of you until I find the leak, and the first one I know that was really fired was him. I don't know. But something has to be done here, you know. I mean, what was the thing I posted today that if a 12-year term limit was ratified today, 227 members of Congress would not be eligible for re-election. Everyone wants, you know, term limits for all these politicians, but congressmen and senators, oh, they're president, yeah, we need to have term limits. Congressmen and senators, you know, oh, we limit term limits on presidents, you know, to control, to shut down one person controlling the country for a long time. Oh, but 30 years in government as a congressman or senator, that's fine. That's fine. I don't know, man. Something's got to change. You know? And I think people are waking up more and more. I think that's why Trump got elected. I kind of feel like he's the last bastion of hope for people, okay? I think a lot of people are like, okay, well, we've tried Republicans, we've tried Democrats, we've tried a complete control with Democrats, House, Senate, and presidency. We've tried complete control of the House, Senate, and White House with Republicans. We've seen a Republican president with the House and Senate as Democrats with a Republican president. We've seen a Democratic president with Republican control of House and Senate. Nothing has ever seemed to be getting done. So let's try someone who is not a politician. And if that doesn't work, then we're going to go back to the drawing board. And if we have to do a revolution, that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. But that's what I see in this country. We've tried every combination and people have not really seen any definite results. So now we need to move forward. So that's kind of how I see that going. But I don't know. We will see. And I might be wrong, but that's just how I see things. Could be wrong. I'm normally pretty right on. We will have to see if that happens. That's why I feel a lot of people did what they did. But we will see how the cookie crumbles, folks. As we move on. We got, about 8 minutes left, folks. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. I want to get on to a little bit of transfer news. And what I think and different things. You know, because I've never, as a United fan, I've never been a big fan of Mourinho. I somewhat support him because he is our manager now. And what I mean by that is, like I support Trump. I'm not going to agree with 100% of everything he does. I think if he keeps playing Fellaini as a central defensive midfielder, slower than a snail, and we end up like we did last year, he's going to be gone. Faster than you can say Wasamata University. But I do know this though. Every place he's ever managed in his whole career since he's been a manager, his second year has always ended up in a title. Whether it's in the Premier League with Chelsea twice. Not that he's only had two titles for Chelsea, but like with Real Madrid, everywhere he's managed, he's gotten a title, and that's what a lot of people are banking on, that he continues. He's the first person to ever get hardware at United in their first season as a manager. I've not been, I don't like the fact that he keeps playing Flamey, who's slowing a damn snail. I don't know why he's doing it. But Bale, I don't know if, because I hope we can spend the extra money to get Perisic. Matic is already there. He's past the physical. If Matic, like I've said before, means less Fellaini, thank God. I just hope there's something with Matic that Mourinho sees that we don't. Because to me, I don't know why we're taking him. I hope we can get Perisic to bail. I've heard there's issues where he wants to come, but because the PSG, I guess because it's, there's some legal court stuff that he's not allowed in the UK. Because, that's one thing. Like, if I was to play European football and I said, okay, I want to go to Barcelona, I have to pass certain regulations, or they may not allow, if there's something going on, I may not be allowed in the country. They may say, okay, well, because of this or this, and they may not allow you in the country, and you may not be able to play football for them if you are not, and I don't really know all the logistics or why he is not allowed into the UK, but I hope to have more on that and find out why he's not allowed for Thursday's episode. But it's just one of those things that, because I've had some people ask me, like, well, I thought you support Mourinho. I said, I support him because he's my manager. Would I wanted someone else? Yes, I would have. I've heard rumors that there were some things that he might have done some things at Chelsea that last season because he knew that, okay, there's a good chance they're not going to keep, the manager. And, to try, this is where he believes, he feels like this is his club. He feels like, well, this is where, there are people that think that Mourinho sees this is where he wants to finish out his career. Hopefully by the time he's done with United, he can retire and just live happily ever after in the sunset. Who knows? I don't know. He was not my first choice. Antonio Conte, I would have loved to have had, but bygones are bygones, and we have him and win the Champions League because of him, so he's done some good. I got to give him that credit. So I want to kind of move on really quickly and just get a little bit into motorsports because it's been a while since I've gotten into that. But that's one thing I was questioning, because they were at Pocono and at Mid Ohio, and the Honda Indy 200 Mid Ohio and Joseph Newgarden. What, that was a great race. The push, because I was listening to it on the radio while I was working, so I'd be hearing stuff in and out and push the passes, and I can't wait for Sebastian Bourdais to get healed enough to come back, but to see Simon Pagenaud up and forth, and Takuma Sato, and Alexander Rossi, and Nino Castroneves, and Hunter Ray, and Dixon, and Connor Daly. As my sister always says, willpower, he's got the power, and he was in second place. Joseph Newgarden, willpower, and Graham Ray Hall got podium positions. And from what I heard, and I've seen some of the highlights, it was an incredible race. But the question I have is, it was almost at the exact same time as the IndyCar and NASCAR. We're almost at the same time. And, of course, my favorite driver, Kyle Busch, won. And as my second favorite driver, good old Jimmy Johnson, he finished 35th. I know. I do. I will say, I guess this is, this. I'm going to explain something. And it's a good thing, but I had him on my fantasy team. And he ain't done nothing in Indy. And at the Brickyard, I took him off. And when he had issues in the pits and his pit caught on fire and all this stuff, like, yes, I did the right thing. I took him off my team. Yada, yada. He had all kinds of problems. And with all the problems he had, he went from like behind and down and out to winning. And I'm like, and when he won that race, you couldn't even come close to Ford and the guy. He went, and from that day forward, I give him crap, but he's a Dale Sr. because it doesn't matter if he's one lap down or 50 laps down, he wants to be one car ahead of him. He wants to be in that car one ahead. He wants to get that one lap back. I want to be 49 laps down, not 50. That was kind of hard because now if certain things happen, you just can't go back and fix your car and get out and go and get laps. Now, okay, you got 5 minutes to work on your car. If you got to take it behind the wall, you're done. Which NASCAR is slowly losing me as a fan. And I've been a fan since like, so I had about 60 seconds left, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Just remember, man, you can make a difference. Doesn't matter if there's two people or one person or whatever. So you can make a difference, and hopefully you plan to, and you do something to try to make wherever you live just that little bit better. You know? But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the program, and I hope you feel a part of. And remember, with a firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred. Until next Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.